It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Renee Montaigne is on assignment. Your representatives have been outside Washington the last few days, but they are not out of the news. Democrats are pressing to change President Bush's policies in Iraq and elsewhere, and that's just one development that NPR's Juan Williams is tracking. He's got some analysis on this Monday morning. Normally, you give lawmakers a few days off, they go home, but this time we have a lot of lawmakers who went abroad during their recess.
Well, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, was off to the Middle East and specifically to Syria, and she went there to talk with Bashar al-Assad, the leader of Syria, but didn't get too good a reaction. The Washington Post said it was a foolish trip. President Bush said it was unfortunate. Vice President Cheney said it was bad behavior, all because she was trying to get the Israelis to talk with the Syrians. And, of course, U.S. policy has been not to talk with the Syrians. And then the Israelis said, well, we didn't tell her that we were willing to talk to the Syrians. And Pelosi had to say that, well, she's simply trying to do what the Iraq Study Group recommended, which is to get some negotiations going between Syria, the U.S., and Israel.
Okay, on one level, this is a challenge to the White House, right? Because the White House hasn't been talking to Syria, and Pelosi thinks that they should be. Let's talk about another challenge to the White House, this appropriations measure that's passed both the House and the Senate in different forms, demanding that the president withdraw troops from Iraq by a specified time. How are the negotiations going with the White House on that?
Well, they're going nowhere. But what you're seeing right at the moment, Steve, is intense leverage play by the Democrats to try to force the president's hand. The president said he's going to veto any bill that comes forward that has anything in the way of a deadline for withdrawal of U.S. troops. As a result, what you see is that the majority leader, Harry Reid, has said if the president vetoes it, then Harry Reid will go with a bill that calls for an absolute deadline for withdrawing U.S. from all combat operations by March of 08. Some Democrats are peeling back and saying, well, it's not quite that we would abandon the troops, but simply limit operations to anti-terrorist supporting training of military and police and the like.
Is the president in any weaker position because of a scandal that continued to develop over the weekend involving the Justice Department and the firing of those eight U.S. attorneys?
Well, you know, last week, Monica Goodling, who had been the Justice Department's liaison to the White House, said that she was going to resign. And she's already said she was going to take the Fifth Amendment and not offer any testimony before Congress. And what you see now, Steve, is that lots of Republicans, I'm thinking of John Sununu of New Hampshire, Gordon Smith of Oregon, saying that they really don't see that there's any possible future now for Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General. Newt Gingrich, the possible presidential candidate for the Republicans, said this much the same thing over the weekend.
Newt Gingrich has his own problems.
He does. You know, last week, referring to bilingual education as the language of living in the ghetto, and then he tried to explain himself, and I'm not sure he helped.
Hemos estado considerando seriamente las necesidades de los latinos en los Estados Unidos, tanto como la inmigración, oportunidades de trabajo.
That's Newt Gingrich on YouTube saying, we've seriously been considering the needs of Latinos in the United States. Who's this we, by the way?
Well, that was the problem, sort of a royal we, the editorial we. But it's in that situation, it just becomes so racial, Steve. It's as if, you know, Latinos are not part of the American family, haven't been here for generations. I think it just offended people in the Latino community greatly, which is why we've seen the response and seen, again, you know, Republicans have been having trouble with immigration legislation, and now Newt Gingrich just kind of put the cherry on top of that problem.
Although, let's just try to check his explanation here. He says, I wasn't trying to denigrate Spanish by saying it's the language of the ghetto. I was trying to emphasize that people who learn English get ahead in life. That's what he says, anyway.
Well, I mean, and that's, if he had said that, that would be fine. But when you suggest that somehow that, you know, we have been considering helping and the needs of Latinos as if they are a separate and maybe even a subclass, and then you talk about Spanish as the language of the ghetto, I think you might understand how people would say, you know, in a country where there's a need for, in fact, more languages to be spoken and more bilingual education, people would say, yeah, you know what, I think you didn't quite get your message across.
Juan, good talking with you.
All right, Steve.
Analysis on this Monday morning from NPR's Juan Williams.